listen to it and appreciate it by giving us the money to continue to put on the shows that you like to listen to. And so this is why we come to you a couple of times each year to ask for your support. Now, you can also go online. Where do you go online? First, you get a computer, then get yourself hooked up to the World Wide Web. Now, where do you go on that?
To KBOO.FM. And you are listening to KBOO FM here in Portland, Oregon, as we reach the top of the hour, or perhaps for some of you, you're just rolling out of bed. Who can say? But you got KBOO on, or else you wouldn't be hearing me. And so please give us a call at 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266.
This just in, Wayne, also in Northwest Portland, he has also renewed his membership. Way to go. And this is
back to the
want to hear more from you. So, what? Give us a call.
All right, Air Cascadia. Hot news.
Right. So,
from Chris Andre.
These are more programs that you support. But so, give us a call, 877-500-5266. We need your support right now.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast provided by Trader Joe's, a grocery chain open daily from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Lunch provided by Corbett Fish House, located at 5901 Southwest Corbett Avenue. Corbett Fish House serves seafood dishes open from lunch to dinner. Dinner provided by Bocce's on 7th, located at 1728 Southeast 7th Avenue, open Wednesday through Sunday from 4 to 9. Bocce's serves a full Italian menu. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is also available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Board meetings will be conducted at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted. The KBOO Board of Directors meets the fourth Monday of the month, starting at 6 p.m. Please call 503-231-8032 to verify if a meeting is being held.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is, of course, Wednesday, September 19th, 2018, and here we find ourselves embroiled in a controversy that is pretty much designed to appeal to and to catch the attention of an American public primed to respond to the Me Too movement. Which is a good thing, which is a wholly good thing, but the problems with Brett Kavanaugh are far more serious. He has been, as Lisa Graves and others have pointed out, he has perjured himself at least four times, and in very serious ways. He should not be seated as a judge right now. He perjured himself in the course of his appointment. So the fact that he's now trying for a seat in the Supreme Court is so extraordinary. When we already have evidence, clear hard evidence, not to in any way minimize the potential or the possibility of evidence in the in our alternative, in the alternative universe, the Me Too universe, but in the case of Brett Kavanaugh, there's instances of lying under oath on numerous occasions. He has thoroughly and utterly disgraced and disqualified himself from any further seats the only bench I could think of him sitting on is, well, we're not even talk about on the radio. This is Radio Free Cascadia, and of course you're listening to KBOO Portland. We have Oregon's racist slave-owning bastards who started the state to thank for putting it as far away from Washington, D.C. as possible. This at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. Before we get into it, we're going to be speaking very soon with Nathan Schneider on alternative economies, which could not possibly be a better topic. The current economies that we are enduring are the sort that are unspeakably bad for both the consumers, formerly known as citizens, and management, currently known as government. That's where we stand now. Alternative economies have proved them to be extraordinarily popular with the public, which is exactly what mainstream management government has attempted to avoid by waving bright colors and loud noise in people's faces for decades. Briefly, good morning. I want to say good morning, Nathan, and thank you so much. We're just delighted to welcome you to the KBOO membership airwaves this morning.
Thank you. I'm always glad to be on the show.
This is perfect. Couldn't be better timing. D.C. boils itself dry over the Brett Kavanaugh appointment, which he shouldn't even be in the running. It's only thanks to the Federalist Society and the Heritage Foundation, I believe, is the other culprit, that we're even having these discussions in the first place. Meanwhile, the economy in the United States, just briefly, I would like to set this up. What happened on several occasions, more and more all the time, I believe beginning with things like Uber and Airbnb, was that enterprising individuals, and sometimes people surely by accident, just fed up with the way things were run, started parallel businesses. Parallel in the case, of course, of Airbnb to hotels, the hospitality industry, and Uber in the case of taxis, which is that business in many, many ways and in many places has proved itself to be utterly corrupt. Public fed up, don't want to buy it anymore. They are offered an alternative, and they are delighted to embrace alternative economies, and to the dismay and the horror of mainstream economies, which went crying, hanky-rigging to the management government, saying, oh, they're taking our business away, they're taking our business away. And whereupon, of course, all sorts of restrictions were suddenly, they found reasons why the likes of Airbnb and Uber were needed tremendous control and oversight. So that's where you go. There's no denying that the public has pretty much had it, and alternative economies are healthy. Can you talk about why alternative economies are healthy for people and financial instruments?
Well, in this new book, Everything for Everyone, I talk about this tradition of the cooperative economy, a kind of business in which the people who are involved in the business are the people who own and govern it. So maybe they're the workers, maybe they shop there, maybe they're actually businesses, small businesses that are members of a large kind of purchasing club. And this model is so different from the stuff that brought about the financial crash 10 years ago, so different from what we're seeing in the rise of these platform monopolies like Google and Facebook and Amazon, in that they are accountable downward to the people that they claim to serve. So when they have to make tough decisions, you know, ultimately they have the license to make that decision on behalf of of ordinary people more than on behalf of the profit of certain large investment entities.
Well, the shareholders, and, being beholden to shareholders has proved
right,
to
but
be
not
destroyed.
Just any shareholders, you know, particularly, you know, this kind of shareholder class, and not even just the people. I don't want to say it's the shareholding people, because it doesn't, you know, the system we have doesn't even account for some of the best impulses that even, you know, a well-meaning, you know, large shareholder might have. The system is just designed to furnish maximum profits to those people, whoever they are and however they think. A cooperative model, alternatively, allows people to be more fully their own, their full selves in a business. So, you know, a company like REI can decide, you know, hey, we might lose a few bucks, but we're going to close on Black Friday, and because we and our membership agree that, you know, it's better for us all to go outside that day.
That's exactly, and that is exactly what bothers, it would seem, giants like Google and Facebook and so forth that are eating themselves alive. The public loves REI. These cooperative formats are something that consumers really have embraced.
Well, they do when they know about them, and part of the problem is that most people don't even realize how many cooperatives are at work around us, bringing us some of the best parts of our world, while, you know, the politicians and so many others give all the credit to capitalism as such. And, you know, so for instance, you know, the only media company I think that can really compete with the reach of Facebook is the Associated Press. We don't even think about that as a cooperative, but it's a business that's owned and governed by the various media outlets that it serves, and, you know, has helped enable small community media to survive.
Nathan, hang on. Again, the name of the book, we're fresh out of time. Tell us the name of the book again, because we are in membership drive here. We are a cooperative format. We depend on our members to stay on the air 24/7 for 50 years now. 50 years on the
air. That's amazing. Congratulations. The name of the book is Everything for Everyone, The Radical Tradition That Is Shaping the Next Economy. Thanks very much.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so delighted to have you on, Nathan Schneider. Our guest today, Get the Facts, Know Your Rights, Take a Stand. Thank you so much. And members, people who are considering membership, go ahead and do it. You know, it's always the things that we don't do that we regret. We don't regret the things that we actually do. So now it's time to do that. No regrets. And membership, I can't see who's in there. Hey, Raphael, it's so good to have you there. Talking to our listeners about membership in KBO and why it is a gift to ourselves and to our community.
Yeah, here at KBO, we're a cooperative, we're a community, and communities are two-way streets. You are receiving from us, and now we would like to receive a little from you.
Yes, and it's terrible.
877-500-5266. You can contribute $5 a month, which is $60 a year. You can pay that in one check. We can set up a payment plan to help your budget go smoothly. If you're already a member, you can call and increase your membership. Things do get more expensive. Our programming, our electricity, our equipment, none of that goes down in cost, and we do the best we can. We're the most responsible for what you're donating to us.
Matt. Yeah, we want you to call us up right now at 877-500-5266. You know, we're only able to present shows like Air Cascadia because of your support and the variety of shows throughout the week that we present. You know, different points of view. We're not in the mainstream. We're not connected to an institution or a university or a big corporation. We're totally independent, and we can only keep that independence with your support. So it's very important that you take out your phone and call us up at 877-500-5266. She's out here. Everybody who calls in today will also be put into the drawing. And today's drawing is for 12 bottles of wine from St. Joseph's Winery. So give us a call right now and become a member of Community Radio.
Here comes Flashpoints on KBOO FM.
Flashpoints, we devote the entire hour to Chris Hedges and his powerful new book, America, The Farewell Tour. Hedges burned up the microphone last week in Berkeley talking about his new book and colliding head-on with Norman Solomon about whether electoral politics and the Democratic Party have become useless, dangerous, and obsolete. I'm Dennis Bernstein, all this straight ahead on Flashpoints. Stay tuned. And you're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. It is an event when Chris Hedges comes out with a powerful new book. Here is Norman Solomon introducing Chris Hedges.
Chris Hedges began his journalism career